Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I'm Luigi with American Branch of the Poll News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, global economy collapsing. Then, Gaza, lessons learned, And happening, Biden will stop all weapon deliveries if Israel invades Rafah. That's the show. Thank you for joining me. I'm not going to edit. I don't feel good. I feel really shitty today. Before I get started, I want to do a small Fallout review because I finished watching Fallout, the whole series, and I'll talk about the car very briefly. Fallout review. What do I think of Fallout? I finished Fallout. I liked every episode of Fallout except the last episode of Fallout, which was completely fucking awful. The last episode, the finale of Fallout, is so fucking bad, and I was sitting there waiting for the show to go in like, where are all these plot lines going to conclude at? What's going to happen? How's this going to close? Shittily. Fucking shittily. The nigger's entire storyline is that he is a traitor. And he is fucking rewarded for it. He is rewarded for being a fucking traitor. A blasphemous traitor. That's the moral of the story. You are rewarded for betraying people that are loyal to you. It makes no goddamn sense. The coolest part of that show is the white cowboy guy that's married to a fucking nigger. The best part of the finale is that the nigger is comically maniacal. Maniacally evil. The nigger that the guy is married to is maniacally fucking evil, and she's the one that calls for dropping the nukes. She's like, we're going to be the first ones to drop the nukes. So she's the, like, maniacally evil, comically evil nigger, which is, okay, cool, sure. But the white guy being the best part of that show did not save it. And there's this one part where they almost had the daughter kill the white father. And if she would have killed her father in this one moment of the scene, I would have lost my goddamn mind, but it seems like that's where the show's going anyways. And if it does go there, that's blasphemous. It's blasphemous. And then they were playing it off like it was going to be the fucking cowboy guy that killed him, which I would have been slightly more acceptable, but whatever. It ended up going nowhere. Lazy. And it's just bad morals all around. There was no good morals in the finale. None. The wife abandoned her husband to have a lesbian relationship with a fucking surface raider. Like, nothing made sense in the finale. The finale is the worst part of the Fallout show. I liked the props. I liked the story initially because I thought it was going to go somewhere. I thought the nigger betraying the Brotherhood was going to lead us to some moral conclusion where he learns a fucking lesson. But instead, he is just rewarded for every bad choice that he's made. And he gets out of every situation in the craziest ways. For example, he brings a fake head to the Brotherhood. He immediately gets found out by the Brotherhood because they're smart and have technology. That makes sense. So yeah, execute the nigger. Kill the nigger now. Cool. Kill him. Kill him dead. That makes sense. Oh wait, no. The tranny soldier admits that he didn't sabotage her boot, she hurt herself, and they need to spare him and not kill him. It makes no sense. They should both be killed now. Kill the nigger and then kill the tranny. Cleanse your ranks of traitors, you fuck. It makes no sense. It's stupid. It's the stupidest shit. I mean, I like the show. I don't like the finale at all. I don't like the finale at all. It just ended up with bad morals all around. So whatever, I don't... There's glimmers of hope in that show, but it's like it did a 180 for the finale. Like, it was a completely different person doing the finale than the rest of the show. It was weird. Strange. Odd. Anyways, on to car news. I've been doing a lot more car work. Right now, I'm working on repairing the blower and the blower relay for my AC heater. I don't know if the AC is going to get fixed. It'd be amazing if it did, but hopefully just I'll get heater blower back. That'd be great. It's a process, guys. Here's some pictures of the car. It's the blower motor, it's all rusted and it was missing the regulator switch thingy and whatever. I bought this connector. I'm going to buy this connector soon. I don't have a lot of fucking money. And I bought a new blower. So I bought all of these pieces so I could try and repair this part of the car. So hopefully we'll get that soon and I can fix that. But I really just don't have a lot of fucking money right now. I pay bills and I'm fucking poor as shit. And I'm trying to get the damn car working. And I need fuel injectors and a fuel pressure regulator. And that's going to be almost $100. And I just don't have a lot of fucking money this month. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to wait till next month to do that part of it. We'll see. I'm working real hard on getting the car operatable. And I'm doing everything in my power to get it done as soon as possible so I can get the... So the Great American Road Trip can actually be fucking real. Okay, I tried, guys. And I'm going to try again. Hopefully this fucking month. We'll see. We'll fucking see. Hope so. On to the show. Here we go. Global economy collapsing. All I'm saying is get prepared. I know some guys who literally debt max to get guns, ammunition, and shack in the woods. I don't think our Shabbos Goy leaders actually could turn this thing around when it fails like they think. They believe they will be able to make their population starve long enough to beg for CBDC. They're obviously wrong. I believe it's total global economic failure with no chance of resuscitation. I.e. civilization ending, the cycle complete, Jews are too fucking short-sighted to know their plans are retarded and don't actually work. It's hubris. Sorry, live show, I'm not editing that out. This is for all of us, unless you're prepping. This is it for all of us. I'm talking food, water, ammunition, metals, and a way to get out of cities, if it comes to it. But also, don't get to dangerous areas, obviously cities being number one target. There'll be a time when you cannot access the internet or information. That's how you know. The food and your belongings that you have, or all you'll have, I expect to be this year before the elections. Things will degrade quickly. 34 posts by this ID. First post is a Serbian saying debt maxed. What's this? What's debt maxing, dude? It's like, it's basically getting as much credit cards and loans and fucking lent money from kikes as you possibly can. Not student loans. Specifically not student loans. Because even if you declare bankruptcy, that student loan will not be forgiven. However, if you debt max a million credit cards and 20 loans and what, and you just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, if you declare bankruptcy, it all goes away. And you basically get a penalty for 7 years and then it goes, whatever. But you can get rid of every type of debt with bankruptcy except student loans. So debt maxing is basically maxing out any debt you can that is not student loans. Not the smartest course of action, but a possible course. It's not good. But I do feel like credit is the avenue they're going to attack with the Great Reset this next time. So I don't know. We'll see. This American says debt maxing in green text. This is extremely tempting, but as I see it only work if they have to do a debt jubilee or lose control. Dude, that's what's coming, buddy. I'm not sure either will happen. Carl tips $5. Debt maxing is when you max out your credit card to send Lou a single super chat. Well, thank you, Carl. Yes, you can max out your credit card with $5. Poor Carl. Poor Carl, like Lou. Thank you, Carl. This American says the economy is fake. How can something that's not real collapse? They're trying real hard to control their fake beast. Also, Jews already bought a lot of real estate in red states because the base rednecks adore Israel, so it's nowhere to run, really. You think that'll save them if everything turns to shit? I don't think so. As long as we keep putting pressure on them and keep pointing to who's actually causing the problems, not the poos in the current CEO positions, but the kikes that left those poos in those positions that own all the fucking stock, those are the people that are really behind it. They're putting all the patsies in their place right now, already. Rakasan says, don't keep money in a bank, keep it with Lou. Give it to me so I can fix my car. Get fucked, life. Opie says they had room to kick the can down the road, and now they don't. You don't? What? What do you mean? Yes, they do. Dude, they literally just tapped Japan. They just tapped Japan. And you think that, and that's just starting, by the way, because I told you. There's meetings between our our chief diplomat and fucking Japanese bankers right now. Right now. Days ago, that happened. So if you think they're done tapping Japan, you're fucking psychotic. No, they're gonna tap Japan till it's a lifeless fucking empty husk. And then when they're done with that, they'll kick Japan to the side. Oh, fucking well. So no, I think they got a little bit of room left to go, for sure. They have room to kick the... Dude, when I was writing my book Fuse, I felt like you do. They have no room to kick the can. But then they kick the can. So, I don't know. I'm not feeling it yet. Not feeling it yet, but it is getting close. This American can't get a job that's benefits or anything. They're so rare now. What do you... Dude, every job sucks dick, man. Jobs are... Employees are a dime a dozen because we have fucking a flood of illegal immigrants. And if you want a specialty job, they want diverse hires, not somebody with skill or hard work that can do the actual job. They just want a minority hire, a diverse hire that will expand their repertoire of diversity. Stupid. This American says, you guys realize the whole point of the crash is to get rid of all physical fiat, right? Yes, I do, Anon. It's not going to be apocalyptic. They already have a new system ready to replace the old. After the crash, when you're good and hungry, they'll implement it. Central bank digital currency. Dude, that's exactly what I say. In my book Fuse, I talk about that. When the crash happens, they will be at their weakest. But also, it's a fucking double-edged sword, okay? When everything crashes, they will have no power because the money will hold no value, okay? So they can't, like, bribe or lobby the... Basically, the politicians in power are going to be flipping their shit and losing their mind because the populace is going to be revolting. Also, the people and the bankers and stuff in power are going to have no power because money is going to have no value because everything's crashing. And in this time, there's going to be a small window where everybody can strike. We can strike as a people. But also, they will use this instability to scare the politicians and the populace, us, into signing away the last vestiges of our freedom. And I was talking with Dio about this. If Biden is in office, it will be signed away with the stroke of a goddamn pen. Not that Trump can't do it or won't do it. He did it with that $6.6 trillion bill. But I would hope that Trump would have a slight semblance of fucking brain power, that he would see that giving the power to the people that are trying to fucking lock him up in prison and destroy him is not the best fucking move, and that maybe he should complete, and maybe it would be in his best fucking interest and monetary interest to completely restructure the financial system instead of bailing them out again. I think actually fucking these people would actually be in Donald Trump's best interest because he would make money. I don't know. It's definitely crashing soon, but I'm not feeling the rush that I was feeling when I wrote my book. Next thread, Gaza, lessons learned. The lesson is, if you lay down and comply with your enemy, you will be slaughtered every single time. Fight to the death or be snuffed out. It's that simple, especially when fighting kikes. Rafah. Picture is, they told us to move to the safe zone in Rafah. And the picture is, it's like an animation of North Gaza, Gaza, El Bara. Basically, it's just Palestinians continuing to move south as kikes bomb every square inch of the of Palestinian land, just forcing them into a smaller and smaller area. And then when there's no area left to go to, they bomb that area as well. That's Rafah, and that's what the Webm is trying to depict accurately and well. I mean, Jews are just pure evil. They're evil itself. Lesson is, if you're ruled by terrorists, it's actually the same outcome to hunt the terrorists down or just wait for look, dude, no, finishing on. Go fuck yourself, okay? Because America was hunting fucking terrorists when they did 9/11 and bombed our fucking towers. And we went into fucking Afghanistan. And we weren't allowed to blow up hospitals because those were civilians. And we couldn't do a full all-out assault like fucking Desert Storm because civilians. So we had to hold back and do a fucking 20-plus year war. Okay, well, guess what? Fuck that. Okay, do a two-day war and be done with it. Blow them out of fucking existence. Blow them out of existence. Mobilize the entire Air Force. Mobilize the entire Navy. Mobilize the entire fucking Army. Mobilize fucking Space Force. okay? And completely obliterate our enemy with every piece of fucking ordnance available to us. And then if we run out of ordnance, which would be fucking not, like, if mind-numbingly stupid, okay, then there's a fucking problem that needs to be corrected.
Asinine. Stop supplying Israel and Ukraine with all of this equipment that America needs. Next thread. Finale of the day. Biden will stop all weapon deliveries to Israel if it invades Rafah. Biden already stopped delivery of large bombs to Israel because U.S.-supplied bombs have killed innocent Gazan civilians, admitted to by the U.S. president. The U.S. president confirms innocent Palestinian civilians have been killed by U.S. bombs. Okay? That is not fucking acceptable. Okay? Not when we can't bomb Afghanis. It's not fair. It's bullshit. And everybody, boomers included, should see how bullshit it fucking is. This is treason. And also, another thing, there's a reason Biden is doing this and Trump is fucking sucking Jewish cock, okay? Because Biden is already in power and his entire staff around him is who he needs to pander to, and his constituents, okay? Which are left-leaning golems that are turning on their master right now. So those are the people that Joe Biden has to pander to right now, not Jews. He's already in power. He doesn't need to pander to people who, what, get him in power again? Maybe later, not right now. Like, fuck. So he's doing damage control. And Trump wants to get into power. That's why he's suckling Jewish dick. Not even as much as you think, because people are literally putting out propaganda from fucking over 4 years ago to try and make Trump... Look, why do you need a four-year-old video to show... try and trick people into thinking that Trump is anti-Semitic? Why do you need to... Does that not make your brain twink a little bit? Like, what are you doing? It's a twink, tweak, whatever. It's a Freudian slip, maybe? This leaves us fucking Nazi scum to Biden. Trump would never let this happen.
Oh, funny.
Trump's, again, I'll say it again every time, then what Trump's done could be listed on one hand. He did the bill for the colleges. He did Golan Heights. He didn't start another war. Ooh. Moved the embassy and the Jerusalem Accords, or the Abraham Accords, Jerusalem Accords, the Abraham Accords. I mean, there you go. That's everything Trump did. Done. Wow, such a Jew lover. Did so much for them in 4 years. And I mean, that's during the term where you pander to people. That's the pandering term, and that's what he did. Seems everything he did was America first. He withdrew like all of our money from our like WHO and all the foreign people. It was awesome. Less aid to all these fuckers, and he got them to pay us, which has never happened before. It's crazy. This Brit Bong says he just means someone else will do it on his behalf. The money's already been transferred. He means stop the weapon shipment to Israel. Maybe. And you're right. Israel already has the money. They don't have to buy the weapons from us. It's just kind of nice for the weapons manufacturers, the Warhawks and stuff. Too late. Biden's trying to save his ass. Americans are effectively red-pilled about the Jews. Dude, a lot of people are waking up. It's getting mainstream level. But it doesn't matter until it starts to affect boomers. That's what it really... Like, people don't understand. That's what matters. We need to find a way to reach the boomer crowd. And I know, like, fuck boomers, but they're the ones that have fucking political control right now, and I hate that, but that's the truth of it. And we have to find a way to break that barrier. It has to be done. Find a way to hit these people somehow. What the fuck? How do we convince these boomers that Jews are evil and anti-Christian? Anyways, that's the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. The happening is upon us. The noticing is here. It definitely grows day by day. And they're doing it. I mean, they are cracking down on these protests in way. I mean, it's insane. It's night and day to the George Floyd protests. It's what we were waiting for constantly to happen in the George Floyd protests that never came, never was achieved. We kept saying the only winning game is to not play, because we were waiting for the cops to punish these people, and they were never punished. But now we're seeing people get punished instantly. right away. With no hesitation, no delay, almost as if they're trying to crush it before it can even get started. Strange that. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please have a wonderful day. Have a great day. Bye. Love you. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.